Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's Zoe Moon. I'm here again. Woohoo! I am covering the week of December 8th through the 15th for everybody. Now, most of what's going on in this week ahead is playing out over the 8th and second house axis. This has to do on a personal level with intimacy and value. On a manifesting level, it's the financial axis. And we're also seeing a lot happening in the 10th house, which has to do with our goals and status. The other thing that will then happen in this week ahead is in the 9th house of expansive topics. So that can be our beliefs, our philosophy, religion, politics. It can be about travel or foreign interests or import, export, or distant situations. It can be about, you know, education, legal matters, media, marketing, ceremonies. So anything that is broadening our view of the world in some way. That's where our new moon is going to be in. So those are the areas that are really being highlighted in the week ahead for everybody. I did want to touch on, you know, some of my life is very interesting, guys. You know, I get calls from everybody. I get emails. You know, people talk to me about the crazy stuff going on in their world because of the kind of work I do. And, you know, I'm hearing just this overwhelming flood of people talking to me about how absolutely exhausted they are and what the heck is going on. What's happening in the stars? And, you know, part of that is Neptune has been at a standstill and just went direct out of its retrograde. And that does rule our sleep and our dreams and the veil between worlds and all of that. So it has been more intense. But I also think that we just need to keep in mind, you know, that we are here on the precipice of one of the most intense periods that any of us have ever experienced, starting in 2024 and then taking us into 25 and 26. It's going to just be insane. And there is a real battle going on out there between good and evil. And so, you know, the real good and evil, not like the judgmental weirdo stuff that you hear from some people, but, you know, the real deal. And so, you know, the fire signs, Aries, Leo, and Sag, you know, you guys are physically doing, you know. So the things that you guys are showing up for, the way that you're, you know, personally going after things, being courageous, you know, being creative and all of that is impacting the way some of this is going to go. And there's 2 billion of you guys, you know. The earth signs are really bringing things into reality, and they're holding the point in reality. They're grounding things. They're standing firm. You know, they are the walls. They are the support, you know, and there's 2 billion of you guys out there. And the air signs, you know, good God, they're dealing with the communications. Can you imagine all this information and all the psychological warfare that's going on? And you know, they're having to move forward with all of that on their shoulders, and there's 2 billion of them here. And the water signs, I feel the most for, maybe because I'm a water sign, but, you know, the water signs are in charge of emotions, and they're feeling everything that's happening on around the globe right now. And they're also putting in the 8 hours during sleep time. They're the ones fighting on the other side of the veil. They're the ones who are out there battling things on the, you know, on the ether. So and there's 2 billion of them. So, you know, I'm sorry. Hey, Lily, try to be a good puppy. I'm trying to talk. You should see her face. She says, I can't be bothered by all this stuff, Mom. Anyways, yeah. So, you know, everybody that you meet and that you know has something that they're involved in doing for the way we all move forward at this juncture between the end of the age of Pisces and the beginning of the age of Aquarius, and the insane amount of things that are changing all at once on top of all of us, you know. So we probably need a little bit more sleep if we're fatigued. It's okay. You know, do what you can to catch up on your rest. you know, it's going to get wild next year. And so just rest up and pat yourself on the back because you're doing a good job. You're showing up for this. And of course, you're not probably in this world aware of everything it is you're contributing, but your spirit is and God is. And, you know, we're all in this together. So hang in there. All right. So what's going on in our week ahead? Okay. So Venus is active on Saturday the 9th and Monday the 11th, and she is, of course, you know, wanting to focus on love or beauty or pleasure or money. And so this is that, you know, intimate and value axis along with what's happening in the financial axis in our lives. So on Saturday, there is a potential for something very positive to open up, something expansive that might impact that value for you or bring forth something of merit or something about your money or possessions or purchases or gifts and things like that that are in that story. And on Monday the 11th, there is communication here about the goal in this story. And so you might be meeting with somebody or signing agreements with somebody or hearing from them or writing to them, you know, or however Mercury is showing up for you, but allowing you to open up that communication. So then next, on Wednesday the 13th, Mercury retrogrades in that territory of our personal goals, our status, our career, our fame, if we have any, our notoriety, more likely, right? Or what's going on with anybody in a higher up position in your life. So what's going on with bosses and parents and judges and directors and teachers and mentors and, you know, whoever. So, you know, this Mercury retrograde breaks down into two sections. It starts at 2:09 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday the 13th. If you're on the Pacific coast, that's 11:09 p.m. on the 12th. And it is in Capricorn. So it's starting out at 8 degrees of Capricorn. It's going to back from 8 degrees down to 0 degrees of Capricorn between Wednesday the 13th and the 23rd of December. So for those 10 days, we're backing through Capricorn. We're going into this do-over, reassess something having to do with this goal, the career, the status, the authority figure, running into people from the past, running into situations from the past, picking back up on old ideas, taking a break from some, rekindling something, reworking what you can. You know, so we're fine-tuning. We're going back and finding any problems, and we're thinking about what it is we want to do there so that we can take it forward when this goes direct. So during this process, things could slow down or they could be a little wonky. You could miss appointments or miss directions or be miscommunicated. Somebody doesn't pick up on what you really mean about something. So you do want to always remember during Mercury retrograde to double check your facts and figures, to keep receipts and warranties in case anybody has something go astray. Get in there and look at your emails and see if you missed somebody. And I got to tell you, I can't tell you how many times people tell me stories that, you know, oops, they meant to text something to so-and-so, but it went, you know, haywire and went off to the very wrong person who then ended up getting it, or the same thing with email. So be, you know, take your time, slow down, make sure you're sending things where you really want them to go, right? And then on the 23rd, it's going to back into Sagittarius, and from the 23rd of December until January 1st, it'll go, you know, all the way back from 29 Sagittarius down to 22 Sagittarius where it stops. So in this time frame ahead, the key dates that you might want to write down on your calendar for the Mercury retrograde, definitely Wednesday the 13th when it starts, can be a standout day. December 18th is when Mercury forms a harmonic with Jupiter. That's really positive flow in the do-over about those topics. Then on December 21st, Mercury forms an opportunity alignment with Saturn, which can help solidify some things. Then on the 22nd, it conjuncts the Sun, so you're at your midpoint turning point of the retrograde on that day. And then Mercury goes out of Capricorn and into Sagittarius for the rest of the retrograde. So December 23rd is that day that it moves into Sag. So that may stand out, although it doesn't form an alignment that day. And then, I'm sorry, hold on. And then between the 26th and 7th, Mercury in Sag in retrograde will form two alignments over those 2 days. So you might experience them on the 26th or the 27th or both. And so really this is the only challenging period. This is when Mercury squares Neptune. So there can be something unforeseen that or something that's hard to reach, hard to pinpoint. It's a little cloudy, okay? And then the very next aspect over those 2 days is Mercury getting together with Mars on the same degree. So that ramps up, oh, I've got to dive in and do something about it, or I'm angry and frustrated, so I'm going to vent, or I feel a lot of passion about this, so I'm going to do something here. So, you know, watch out for secrets and weirdness and strangeness and anger over those couple of days, but do lean into the more positive side of it. And then it goes direct, like I said, on January 1st. So that is how it breaks down. Now, let's see. In this week ahead, Wednesday may be a standout day, but then again, between Wednesday and Thursday, we have Mercury retrograde sitting with the moon, and, you know, so something about that do-over with the goals, the career, the status, the authority figures, but then sextiling Venus, so then bringing in an opportunity with that do-over when it comes to intimacy, sexuality, the financial side of life, the divorce, the third-party story playing out. So the door is open during that time. I'm sorry, hold on.
Ellie,
come on. You weigh 2 pounds. Could you please? All right. So then next, we have, they're usually really good. I think they get excited about the show. I don't know. So then we have the new moon, guys. You know, so the new moon is on Tuesday the 12th. It kicks in at 6:32 p.m. Eastern. That's 3:32 p.m. Pacific. And it is at 20 degrees of Sagittarius. So, you know, this opens up 2 weeks of forward motion that can really help us if we're proactive and we want to launch into something new, or we want to take something we're already involved in and move that, you know, in some new direction or the next chapter or whatever, you know, the next step might be. And again, you know, this is the expansive mind arena. So this could be about education, starting a class or starting to work on what we're going to teach. This could be about media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests. It could be about travel, foreign interests, distant situations, relocation at a distance, import, export. What else? What am I leaving out? It could be about legal matters, legal agreements. It could be about ceremonies, religion, politics, philosophy. So, you know, anything there. And I should say, too, you know, this one's a little harder to figure out. But, you know, Sagittarius rules our happiness, and it rules our prosperity, and it rules our adventure in life and our growth experiences. And so we may be launching into something, you know, with a proactive mindset that I need to take steps now to go towards my happiness, to go towards my prosperity, to go towards my growth or a new adventure in my life. And again, we have 2 weeks starting on Tuesday around dinner time for the East Coast. And, you know, the closer you are in starting this, the stronger the energy is that you want to work with that. And just keep in mind, you know, that at some point in this, the Mercury retrograde may slow down some of the communications involved or some of the transportation involved or take you back to the past in some way. So that could be part of it, but definitely focus on your new moon possibilities. So after a lot of doggy disciplining there, I know I'm hardcore, that's the general. So let's look at the signs. Aries, you know, Saturday and Monday, the 9th and 11th, may open up opportunities having to do with love and intimacy or with your financial side of life, or if you're trying to do any, you know, make some major changes or transform something, evolve something, if you're in the process of a divorce or there's a birth or a death that's happening in your life right now, you could be focused on those arenas. And these 2 days really open up strong opportunity for you to open that up in some way, to find the value in the situation, to communicate about it and see what happens. Then on Wednesday, the 13th, Mercury retrogrades in Capricorn. So from the 13th through the 23rd, you will be going back now to reassess your personal goals, your status, your career, your fame, or something with a parent, a boss, a director, teacher, mentor, or other authority figure. And so take the time, you know, what can you do? What decisions can you make? Can you talk about it with somebody? Can you, you know, does it involve sales? Does it involve writing or short trips or, you know, choices that you're making? And in the second half, we're going to talk about in the show that's closer to that for everybody. So I'll just save that for now. So in this week ahead, you know, Wednesday and Thursday are definitely going to be the strong days for this do-over. So you might be, you know, hearing from people, running into them, making those choices, having those talks about the goals, the career, or these higher-up authority figures. And sometime between Wednesday and Thursday, this does link back into Venus, which can mean there could be a financial aspect to this or something transformative, or something powerful, or something intimate, or evolving and changing for you around love, or money, or beauty, or pleasure in that story. That door is open. Now, on Tuesday, the 12th is that new moon, and so for Aries, straight up, how I described it is what it is for you guys. You have a two-week window now where you can launch into new and next chapter things involving travel or involving distant situations or any legal needs you might have or anything with education or media or marketing or publishing or broadcasting or anything with ceremonies or religion or politics. So be proactive about what it is in your life that is important there. And definitely note the key dates I gave at the top of the show for standout potential there. All right, so for Taurus, Venus is active on Saturday the 9th and Monday the 11th. She is focused on your relationship house. So she is definitely doing her part to, you know, get you to look at your romantic or business partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, attorneys, advocates, any significant key relationship about love or about money, and maybe about beauty and pleasure as well. So those 2 days, you have a lot of opportunity there with these people over those subjects to kind of find balance there in something that is good for you on Saturday and find the potential to talk and make choices as you go further into that. Then on Wednesday the 13th, we have Mercury retrograding in Capricorn for Taurus. This means for the next 10 days, the first part of this retrograde is going to be a do-over for you involving travel or distant situations, legal agreements, educational pursuits, media marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests, ceremonies, religion, or politics. And so you guys are going back to the drawing board. You're going to be running into past people or ideas or situations. You're going to be taking a break. You're going to be rekindling, reworking, finessing things, you know, depends on your story, which way you go, but it's a do-over, right? And you want to double check facts and figures. You want to make sure communications are on track with that. And I gave all the standout dates at the top of the show. This changes and moves into Sagittarius on the 23rd, but we're going to wait and talk about that specifically for each sign when we get closer to that time. Now, in this week ahead, Wednesday and Thursday will probably be the standout dates for this. And so, you know, expect to talk or hear from people or run into them or make choices and that kind of thing. But also it links into directly to that Venus in your relationship house. So whatever you're readdressing, the door opens up with that partner or the client or specialist or representative, you know, when it comes to love or money or beauty or pleasure. So that's an opportunity there for you and your do-over. Then the new moon on Tuesday the 12th, this is in Sagittarius, so for Taurus, you know, this is about your sex life, or it's about reproductive needs, or it's about loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, mortgages, you know, whatever the big financial topics might be in your life. And then like I had mentioned earlier, you know, this arena can also be about divorce or births or deaths. If those stories are occurring in your life, then you could be focusing in on those. And then also anything involving third parties, you know, if it's you and your partner and an agent or I don't know, who you and your kid and their best friend. I don't know. Whatever you're doing for people. So the new moon is giving you 2 weeks of potential to launch into something new in any of those arenas or take what you're already doing and move the ball forward. So make the most of that. For Gemini, Venus is active Saturday and Monday, the 9th and 11th, and looks like very positive alignment as far as I can see here. So, you know, Gemini, this is playing out at work or through work projects or your health, what you're doing to be healthy, what you're doing with your animals or for your animals, or what you're doing with coworkers or hired help or the paperwork or the cleaning and organizing. You know, it's in that sixth house of service to the bigger picture. And, you know, this is about Venus. So you're focusing on the love or the money there, or beauty and pleasure there. And so there should be some opportunity to balance something in a really positive way. And there should also be opportunity to communicate and open that door or hear from people or make decisions, right? And then by Wednesday the 13th, Mercury retrogrades will be retrograde for 10 days in this first part. Okay, more than that. It goes until the first of the year. But in the first 10 days until the 23rd, it's in Capricorn. So in this first part, Gemini, it is specifically asking you to go back and readdress something having to do with your sex life, your intimacy, your reproductive needs, the financial topics, the taxes, loans, inheritance, investments, settlements, alimony, whatever it might be for you, the divorce, the third party scenarios. So during this time, you know, you can go back and run into people from the past and see if there's something to say or rekindle or let go of. You can be focused on the current situation and be taking a break or reworking something there. It's your do-over in this these arenas. And, you know, this is where you want to double-check facts and figures, especially, you know, I would say when the financial side, make sure that your checks are going where they need to go and everything's the way it should be. And then also could have miscommunications there, malfunctioning items, dealing with some of these things. So careful with that in your do-over. But, you know, I gave all the key days at the top of the show in this week ahead. Wednesday and Thursday, the 13th and 14th, seem to be the standout days as far as I can tell. And so you may hear from people or run into them or make choices on those days. It does open up a potential link back to that Venus. So whether your retrograde is about the financial, the sexual, the third parties, the divorce, whatever, there is that opportunity sometime between Wednesday, Thursday to link that to the work, the paperwork, the hired help, the coworker, the health needs, or the animals in the story and what you're doing for them. So there's that. And then the new moon on Tuesday the 12th, for Gemini, this is in your relationship zone. Woohoo. So, you know, you've got 2 weeks. You may be launching into something new or taking what you're already involved in and moving it forward in some new direction or new chapter. So this could be a specialist or an expert. This could be a client or all your clients. This could be an agent, an attorney. This could be a romantic partner or a business partner. This could be about the competition. This could be about an advocate. So those connections are where it's at, and you have 2 weeks to launch it forward there. Cancer, Venus is active Saturday the 9th and Monday the 11th in stronger ways, and she is definitely about the love, the money, the beauty, or the pleasure. For Cancer, you know, you're really going to be feeling this with a lover or with the kids or while you're involved in something creative or recreational on those 2 days, and the flow looks really positive. There's some potential to balance something in a bigger way that brings something positive into your life. There's also the potential to have an important opportunity for a talk or a meeting or an offer or a decision in that mix. So make the most of that. And then on Wednesday the 13th, Mercury retrogrades. And in the first half of this retrograde, from the 13th through the 23rd, we'll be retrograding in Cancer's relationship zone. Oh boy. So, Cancer, you are going to be going into your do-over when it comes to romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, or advocates. So you may be running into some of these folks. You may be hearing from them. You may be thinking about them. You may be talking to them. You may be focused on the writing or the sales or the agreements or decisions with them. during this period you're in flux, and so there could be, you know, details that are missed that you're going back to find, or there could be mix-ups or malfunctioning items, or, you know, be careful, take your time, see where this takes you. And then the second half of the retrograde from the 23rd to the 1st is going to be in a different territory. We'll talk about that probably in next week's show. In this week ahead with your Mercury retrograde, Wednesday the 13th, Thursday the 14th seem to be the standout days as far as I can tell. And I would say, obviously, you know, that's focused on one of these key relationships for you, Cancer. And so there should be some news or a talk or a meeting or sale or writing or offer decision. And this opens up an opportunity for you that links back to those Venus themes, the love or the money with the kids, the lover, the creativity, the recreation, or something about beauty or pleasure in your life opening up around this potential. So looks like an interesting couple of days. The new moon on Tuesday the 12th is in Cancer's sixth house of work and health, your animals, your paperwork, your coworkers, and hired help. So this gives you 2 weeks to launch into something new there, or to take what you're involved in and move it forward. So it'd be a great time to start a new workout routine or start a diet or something about getting healthy, you know, adopt an animal, start a job, those kind of things, sign the paperwork. Although I got to say, for Cancer, you're going to have to really decide, is this something from the past coming back around? Is this something I'm letting go? Well, then in that case, as long as I get somebody to really look over the paperwork I'm signing, I will be in a better position than somebody that is trying to sign something that is popping up out of the blue brand new. If it's popping up brand new out of the blue, see if you can drag your feet a little bit without losing the opportunity until the retrograde is over on the 1st. But obviously, sometimes you got to just jump in and hope for the best. All right, so for Leo, Venus is active Saturday and Monday, the 9th and 11th. And so this is playing out at home or with your family, a move, a renovation, or a real estate deal, or with your parents or roommates. And so obviously with Venus, that means you're focused on the love or the income potential in those arenas, or there's something about beauty and pleasure playing out there for you. It looks like really good alignments here. There should be potential for balance and growth, happiness, and that, and there should be some opportunity to hear from somebody, make some decisions in that that's opening up for you. So look for that. Then on Wednesday the 13th, Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde is going to come in two sections. The first section is going to run from the 13th until the 23rd. So during that time, Leo, you are going to be in do-over mode when it comes to your work, your health, or your animals, or when it comes to paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So you may be thinking that you want to go back to some kind of healthy exercise you used to do, or you might want to sell that exercise equipment because you're just done. Or you might want, or maybe a lost pet comes back around, or maybe you're ready to quit that job, or an old job opportunity comes back around. So you're in do-over mode. You should try to take your time and not make complete final decisions until you're out of the retrograde, if possible, if you can do so without losing the opportunity. Same thing goes for you as far as like the paperwork involved. Make sure you're having somebody look over any paperwork. There's nothing that could snatch you up in that, because it can be a little off during this time. Double check facts and figures. And check the dates I gave at the top of the show that stand out for Mercury retrograde. And this week ahead, Wednesday and Thursday seem to be the standout days, and so you may hear from somebody or have that idea or talk to somebody or take a short trip or make a decision about that work, health, animal, paperwork, coworker, hired help thing. And it ties into the Venus situation we talked about. So there could be some opportunity here at home or with the family dynamic or a move, real estate deal, renovation, parent, roommate, that could have to do with love or money for you, or something beautiful or pleasurable for you. So that door is open. Then on Tuesday the 12th, we have that new moon. And for Leo, that new moon is in your house of true love and lovers. It's also in your house of creativity and recreation and children. So anything you would like to launch into that might be brand new, or that would help you take what you're already involved in and move it in a new direction or a next chapter or what comes next, then this is going to give you that cosmic boost over the next 2 weeks to really help you do so. So make the most of that. All right, so for Virgo, Venus is active Saturday and Monday, the 9th and 11th. For you guys, you know, Venus is coming through your short trips or local activities, or you might be talking with somebody or running into a meeting with them, focusing on sales or writing or agreements with somebody. Or Virgo, I mean, you have a wide breadth here. There could also be something going on with a brother, sister, or neighbor, a move, your vehicles, your electronics, your short trips or local activities. So whatever that is for you, it's about Venus. So it's about love or money or beauty or pleasure. And there's opportunity here to balance something, to go bigger, to find some happiness in this, to open up communications in the story. So make the most of that. And then by Wednesday the 13th, Mercury retrogrades. And in this first part of this retrograde, from the 13th through the 23rd, this is a do or for Virgo involving your love life or a lover, children, creative projects or talents or recreation. And so Virgo, going back and running into people or situations from the past that you might rekindle or release or rework in some way, focusing on your current situation, you could have a break during those 10 days to reassess, or you could be reworking something and fine-tuning it. So there can be miscommunications and malfunctioning things around those topics, so double-check things, but definitely open to revisiting whatever is going to be coming back through here during that time. Now, in the week ahead, Wednesday and Thursday, the 13th and 14th are the standout days. So you definitely could be hearing or talking or seeing, you know, somebody there having to do with love or kids or creativity or fun. And this links directly into Venus. So there could be the potential for love or money or beauty or pleasure there for you over the course of those 2 days in your do-over. We also have the new moon that kicks in on Tuesday, the 12th. And so Virgo, this is a new moon in your fourth house. So you guys could be starting something new or taking what you're already involved in and moving that forward when it comes to your home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or anything with your family, your parents, or your roommates. So, and I always forget this one, but it's like you should also include history or ancestry or antiques, or if you have some kind of interest in any of that, you could be going into that in some new way as well. All right, so for Libra, Venus is active Saturday and Monday, the 9th and 10th. So for you guys, you know, she is showing up when it comes to income opportunities, purchases, products, possessions, gifts, and your values or how you're being valued. So in that, there is something about love or money or beauty or pleasure playing out for you on those and in really good alignments here that could open up something in a bigger way for you, bring some balance into the situation, bring more communications or decisions around it. So work on that. If you can say work when Venus is there, I don't know, but focus on that. How's that? And then by Wednesday the 13th, Mercury retrogrades. It's going to be a two-part Mercury retrograde starting in Capricorn and then backing into Sag. So in this first round from Wednesday the 13th until the 23rd, Libra, this is a do-over involving your home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, your family, a parent, or your roommate. And so Mercury is going to either take you back to the past to readdress something, figure it out, fine-tune it, let it go, rekindle it, or it's going to allow you to focus where you are now, maybe take a break from something over those 10 days, or get in there and rework something so it's the way you want it. And to that end, Mercury will bring ideas, you'll run into people, you'll talk, you'll meet, you'll take short trips, you'll make decisions, but you're in flux, so you want to make sure you're double-checking facts and figures. You want to make sure, you know, when it comes to communications, there's no miscommunications there. And just see where this is going to take you during the retrograde phase. I gave all key dates at the top of the show, but in this week ahead, Wednesday and Thursday are the standout days. So you should be hearing from somebody or talking to somebody or making some choices or thinking things out having to do with your home, your move, your renovation, real estate deals, family, parents, or roommates. And, you know, Libra, this links in over those 2 days back to Venus and an opportunity to make money or purchase something or focus on the possessions or the products or the values in that story and bring that around the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure. So definitely see where that might take you. And then the new moon on Tuesday, the 12th. For Libra, this is in your communication and commerce and community zone. So you have 2 weeks of forward momentum kicking in that can allow you to launch into something new or take what you're already doing and move it forward. So this could be about new ideas, new flirtations, important talks or meetings or sales or writing or agreements. This could be about your interviews or auditions. This could also be about your local community activities, your short trips to nearby places, your vehicles, your electronics, your siblings, your neighbors. So you got a lot of potential there to launch forward. So make the most of the next 2 weeks in those arenas. All right, so for Scorpio, Saturday and Monday stand out as Venus days, and this is Venus in your sign, so la, 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 this should be good. So Venus is focused on you, Scorpio. You know, you can be physically involved with love or money-making or beauty or pleasure, or it can be personally around you involving your brand, your image, your name, your title, your body, your needs. It puts you in a really expansive balance with key significant people. It also opens up the potential for communications and decisions and offers and all of that. So make the most of that. And then on Wednesday, the 13th, Mercury retrograde starts. So for the first part of this retrograde, it will be in Capricorn. So from the 13th through the 23rd, the do-over for Scorpio has to do with something that you're going to go back and revisit or release or rekindle or rework, having to do with your writing, your sales, your agreements, important talks or meetings, short trips or local activities, moves, vehicles, electronics, brothers, sisters, or neighbors. So see what happens there. You also could revisit a flirtation. Just be careful that remember you're in flux. So you may want to feel that out before making any final decisions. Now, I gave key dates at the top of the show that you want to write down, but in this week ahead, Wednesday and Thursday are the important Mercury retrograde days. Excuse me. And so obviously, Scorpio, you could be in those talks or meetings or sales or writing or flirtations or offers or decisions, or something with the siblings, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, local activities, etc. So that links directly to Venus in your sign. So it's looking pretty darn good for you there in the do-over over those 2 days. So see what happens. And then on Tuesday, the 12th, the new moon kicks in for Scorpio. This is 2 weeks of forward momentum in your zone of income and purchases, products and possessions, gifts, values, and how you're being valued. So you have 2 weeks to launch into something brand new there or to take you, you know, whatever you're already involved in and move it forward in some way. So it gives you a lot of momentum in those arenas. For Sagittarius, Venus is active on Saturday and Monday, the 9th and 11th. And she's playing out behind the scenes for you. She's focused on art, film, music, painting, poetry, dance. She's focused on prayer, meditation, spirituality. She's focused on romantic trysts or getaways. She's focused on research and development, institutions, tackling addictions, recuperation. What else is there? That's pretty much it. Maybe secrets if you're dealing in some of that. And in any of that, it's about Venus. So it's about the love or money, or it's about beauty or pleasure playing out there. And so over those couple days, there should be this potential to find something big and expansive that brings balance into the situation and a potential to open up talks or news or offers or decisions around some of that. So there you go. And then on Wednesday, the 13th, Mercury retrograde. The first half of the retrograde is going to be in Capricorn. So from the 13th through the 23rd, you head into this do-over mode involving your income, purchases, products, possessions, gifts, values, how you're being valued. So definitely keep receipts and keep get warranties if you're purchasing things. Definitely double check facts and figures when it comes to the income you're making. You get the idea. Your things are in flux. There could be miscommunications. There could be mechanical malfunctioning around those topics. But it is giving you a big opportunity to go back and to, you know, finesse something, to reconnect with something past and see if there's merit there, if you want better closure there, or to pick it back up and rework it, or rework the current situation, or take a break to reassess in those areas over those 10 days. So see where that takes you. And then in this week ahead, the key dates that stand out would be Wednesday and Thursday, the 13th and 14th, with that Mercury retrograde. So you can be hearing from others or talking with them or making choices. And it does link directly back into the Venus energy. So it's all tied up together with money and love or beauty and pleasure and what's happening with the artistic, romantic, or spiritual, or with the institutions or research over those 2 days. So there you go. And then on Tuesday the 12th, the new moon is in your sign, Sag. Woo! So you guys are being launched forward. You have 2 weeks. You know, this can be about something, you know, that's personal to you that you really want to go for now. This can be a lot of attention on you during these 2 weeks. It could be something you're doing about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity. It could be something that you're physically involved in, you know. So think expansive and big. Think about brand new fresh starts, or taking what you're already doing into something, next chapter, and be proactive. You have 2 weeks. All right, so Capricorn, Venus is active Saturday and Monday, the 9th and 11th. Capricorn, this is playing out in your social field. So, you know, this through friends or associates or groups, or what you're doing online, or what you're doing with astrology or charities or parties, events, gatherings, or involving your aspirations and original projects. So in those stories, you want to look for things that are bringing Venus to the forefront. This could be opportunities for true love or income, or opportunities for beauty or pleasure on Saturday and Monday through those realms. And it should bring some potential for expansiveness and balance and joy. And it should also bring opportunity to talk or meet or think things through or make choices about something there over that course of 2 days. All right. So then on Wednesday, the 13th, Mercury retrogrades, and it is retrograding in your sign, Capricorn. Oh boy. So, you know, you are hosting the first half of this Mercury retrograde. So from the 13th through the 23rd, it's in your sign. You are going to go revisit some things about your, anything about your body, anything about your brand, your name, your image, your title, your identity, anything you're physically involved in, anything about your personal needs. You can be hearing from people, running into people, rethinking past situations, rewriting things, you know, for yourself, making some choices, right? But you are in flux. So you want to feel it out. You want to double check what you're thinking, run it past some people. You want to maybe get second opinions. You want to, you know, you get the drill, double check things, make sure you're being understood, because you're hosting Mercury retrograde. So some people could misunderstand you. If they have a blank look on their face, just say, repeat back to me what you think I just said. Probably be safest, okay? So, you know, all key dates for the retrograde I gave at the top of the show if you want to write those down. But in this week ahead, while it's in your sign, Wednesday and Thursday are the standout days where you can be readdressing something or taking a break from something or reworking or releasing something. And it links directly back into that Venus energy, so it ties into whatever you're doing in your do-over for yourself as it pertains to a friend, a group, the internet, astrology, charities, events, parties, gatherings, your aspirations, and that love or money, beauty or pleasure in the story. On Tuesday the 12th, we have the new moon. So this opens up 2 weeks of forward potential for you, Capricorn, having to do with research and development, tuition, taking some recuperative time if you need it, anything artistic, romantic, or spiritual, anything about bad habits or addictions you're trying to kick, anything about delving into secrets or deceptions and dealing with those. And so you have 2 weeks to start anything new or take what you're already involved in and move it into that next chapter. All right, for Aquarius, Venus is active Saturday and Monday, the 9th and 10th. So Aquarius, you know, this is really playing out around your personal goals in life, or your career or status or fame, or something involving a parent, boss, judge, director, producer, mentor, or other authority figure. So goals, career, authority figures, Venus is active. So it's about the love or the money opportunities, or it's about the beauty or the pleasure in your life on those days. And there's this potential to balance something here that should be expansive and optimistic, and also bring in communications or decisions or ideas about it over that period. Now, on Wednesday the 13th, Mercury retrogrades. It's a two-parter this time. So the first part is in Capricorn from the 13th through the 23rd. This is your do-over about art, music, painting, film, dance, sculpture, romance, spirituality, addictions, secrets, deceptions, institutions, recuperative time, or research. So you're going back to the past and you're readdressing some things. You're taking a break from some of those things. You are reworking some of those things. You are releasing some of those things. It's your do-over. Just take your time. In this particular house, we don't see what's coming, number one. And it's karmic, number two, subconscious, number three. So you're in a Mercury retrograde there. Take your time, feel it out, don't self-sabotage, and, you know, lean into the positive, because you might be rekindling something beautiful artistically or spiritually during that time. You get the idea. So I gave all the key dates for the retrograde at the top of the show if you want to jot them down in this week ahead. Wednesday and Thursday, the 13th and 14th, are the standout days. So Aquarius, something you can be hearing or thinking or talking about in one of those realms that I just listed, and it links into Venus and an opportunity there for the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure, and the goals you've set, or those authority figures, or the career momentum. Now, on Tuesday the 12th, we have the new moon, and for you guys, it's in your 11th house of friends, groups, associates, what you're doing online, what you're doing with astrology or charities or parties or events, or anything having to do with your original projects or aspirations. So you now have 2 weeks of cosmic boost, and this can help launch you into something new or help you take what you're already involved in and move that forward. All right, for Pisces, Venus is active on Saturday and Monday. So, Pisces, this is about love or money, or it's about beauty or pleasure, or a little bit of some of all of that on Saturday and Monday. And for you, this is playing out through travel or at a distance, over legal matters, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting opportunities, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So whichever one of those you're involved in, Saturday and Monday, there could be love, there could be money, there could be beauty or pleasure. There is this potential for balance and expansion and optimism in this, and there's also opportunity for communications or choices in this, and so keep those doors open. Now, on Wednesday the 13th, Mercury retrogrades. It's a two-parter. This first part in Capricorn is going to run from the 13th through the 23rd and be playing out with your friends, your associates, your groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, gatherings, your aspirations, your original projects. So Mercury is going to be having you rethinking some things here, running into the past. You may run into a past friend. You may have a friend take a break and go somewhere so you don't hear from them for those days. You may have some glitches or weirdness on the internet. Back up your computer stuff ahead of time. You might go back to an old website you used to love and get back involved in it, you know. So it's a do-over. You're in flux. This is an opportunity for you to readdress some things, past or present, but try to watch out for the mix-ups, communications, and mechanical failures there. And, you know, I give off key dates for the Mercury retrograde at the top of the show. We're just focusing on this first half of the retrograde right now in this week ahead. So Wednesday and Thursday are the key standout days where something important may be heard or thought of, or you're in talks or meetings or sales or writing or offers or decisions with those or about those friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, gatherings, and it links directly to that Venus that we were talking about that was active on Saturday and Monday. Here she is again, active sometime between Wednesday, Thursday, in alignment with this Mercury retrograde stuff that you're doing socially or about your aspirations or online. And so she's bringing in something about the love or money or beauty or pleasure and an opportunity here through travel or legal or educational media marketing. So an example, maybe you're booking a flight to go home, and that's going to bring a lot of love into your life online. You're doing it online, right? That's an example. But there's a lot of different examples that could be happening there. So look for what those could be for you. Then on Tuesday, the 12th, we have that new moon. And the new moon opens up 2 weeks of forward boost from the cosmos. And Pisces, this is at the very top of your chart. So for the next 2 weeks, you guys have momentum when it comes to your career, your status, your fame. You also have momentum when it comes to your personal life goals or what's going on with a parent, a boss, a director, a teacher, a mentor. So you can launch into things that will open those channels up for you in some new way. You can start brand new things. You can take things into next chapters. You have a lot of potential there. So make the most of that. So that's it, guys. Zoe Moon, you can reach me on one of the social network sites. Facebook is the fastest to get to me. If you are trying to ask me a question or book a reading, I do post a daily that talks about what's going on in our daily energy, and I post that at zoemoonastrology.blogspot.com. And you can also find it on all the social media sites if you're trying to check in about that. Otherwise, I will be back next week, same time, God willing. I wish you guys all the best. This looks like a very positive week ahead. And so here we go.